The scripture says there's a way that seems right to man, but in the end, it leads to death. Your ways are going to lead to death and judgment, but you can turn, you can repent, you can be transformed. The pastors and the priests are lying to you. They're not telling you the truth about what it costs to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. To be a disciple of Jesus. In Matthew 10, he said you must lose your life to find it. Have you lost your life, neighbor, completely? Not just Sunday church attendance. Not just feel-good churchianity. Have you lost your life? Jesus said his sheep will be hated by the world. The world loves the American church. But you will be hated if you preach the biblical gospel, if you live outside the culture. We can't leave the world, but we can leave the culture and work against its evil ways. Unless you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus said, narrow is the way, few there be that find it. That word few means a puny number of people are going to find eternal life. Look around you. Thousands of people and few of you are going to find eternal life. We don't want it to be just a few. It can be you. You can be transformed. You can come to know that which is the perfect will of God. The will of God is that you keep his commandments and you walk in holiness and obedience. Oh, did I witness to him last time? He looked kind of familiar. No man will enter the kingdom lest he loses this life. If you're here to entertain yourself, Jesus didn't die for you. Jesus died for those who will repent and seek him. Jesus did not die for everybody. Why do I say that? He said, whosoever will come after me and believe and live a life pleasing to God as fruit, you know him in holiness. He didn't die for everyone who rejects him. He didn't die for the mockers who serve Satan in this culture. Unless you turn and repent, the blood of Christ will not be applied to your life. But it can be applied in holiness and obedience. It can be applied in righteousness. But in order to live a righteous life, in order to live a righteous life, you have to know what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says what is sin. The Word of God says what is good, pure, and true. The Holy Spirit comes in the book of John chapter 16. He said he will teach you all truth. The Holy Spirit will teach you all truth. You don't need the lying pastors and priests that aren't telling you the truth. You need the Word of God. And if you open the Bible and you seek it and you live it with all your heart, you have the hope of eternal life to come. But if you're not living for this glorious Savior, if you haven't lost your life in repentance, if you love the world, you're an enemy of God, James 4:4 says. Think about that, neighbor. If you love the things of the world, do you love the Packers? Do you love hunting and fishing and sports and politics and pride and vanity? You're an enemy of God. But to be a friend of God, you can obey God. Know his commandments, walk in his righteous ways, and he will receive you. The Bible says, touch not the unclean thing, and he will receive you. But if you're walking after the pattern of the world, God's not going to receive you. If you're living like this lost culture, he's not going to receive you. If you're willing to repent and lose your life, Christ will receive you. Repent and seek the kingdom, neighbor. Judgment is coming. Wrath and tribulation is coming. There'll be no escape. The Antichrist system is being formed as we speak. And if you're not living for Jesus Christ today, you are not going to live for Jesus Christ in the Great Tribulation. Let me say that again. If you're not following Christ today, you're not going to follow Christ when the Antichrist comes and takes your food and says, worship me or I'll cut your head off. You're not going to follow Christ then. Jesus said, work while it's day. The time is coming, nighttime, when no man can work. We're preaching while there's light and there's a chance, but darkness is coming. The world is ready to fall into the grip of Satan even further. Look at someone like Elon Musk. Elon Musk is an example of an Antichrist type. I didn't say he's the Antichrist. I said he's an example of the Antichrist type. One man to rise up and take power and cause people to take a mark. Elon Musk, if he's not the Antichrist, is forming the world and getting it ready with his network and his system to follow after in spirit and truth. Jesus Christ, you must follow in spirit and truth. But the Antichrist system is being designed to sweep you away, to deceive you. Satan is a master at distractions. He gives you food and entertainment and movies and sports and holidays and pride and vanity and idleness and food and gluttony. The Antichrist is coming. He knows how to woo your flesh. He knows how to deceive you. The culture is set on the wrath of God. There's a destruction that's coming. Jesus said in the book of Revelation, people will be calling for rocks to fall on them to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. Will you be looking for Christ when he comes, or will you be waiting for rocks to fall upon you to hide you from the wrath of the Lamb? Let's talk about this Lamb. He came as a baby in a manger to be the Lamb of God, to shed his blood for all those that will follow after him in holy obedience. But his second return, his second coming, he's not going to be a little lamb, a little cuddly lamb. He's the flaming lion of Judah. He's coming in flaming fire and judgment, 2 Thess 1, to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. What are you living for? Are you obeying the gospel today? Are you living for Christ? Have you come out of the world? Do you love your life more than you love God? You are an idolater that will not inherit the kingdom of God.